Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in. I have two guests on the show today, both Lifestyles Unlimited members and real estate investors from right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This gentleman and his wife are both real estate retired, and I love saying that, real estate retired. How great is that? They both are independent rental owners of their own apartment community right here in Denton, Texas. Imagine owning your own apartment. Can you imagine that? However, their path is not the typical path that many of you may view or may think is our typical model of real estate investing. And I'm happy to have them on the show today. Their path really is a story of drive, perseverance, perception, and vision. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Chuck and Terry to the show. Chuck and Terry, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Michael. Mike, nice to chat with you this morning.
Absolutely. I'm happy to have you on today. Chuck and Terry, if you would, share a little bit of background about yourselves as we unpeel this show.
So I spent about 38 years climbing the corporate ladder, mainly in the medical surgical field, although my very first job out of college was as a bean counter. I was an internal auditor. That was with my finance degree. But after that, I got into sales and marketing and got into the medical industry and basically sold all of those lovely pieces of equipment and devices you never want used on you if you remain healthy, and did that for 38 years. And then about 5-6 years ago, the big company, that a multi-billion dollar company that I was working for, I was a regional sales director for them. I had 14 people working for me over 5 states. And about a $20 million sales budget, something like that. And they went through a big reorganization, and I was told that my position was going to be eliminated. Luckily for me, I've been doing fairly well. And the vice president of sales called and said, look, we're going through a reorg. Your position's been eliminated, but if you're willing to relocate, we can give you a promotion, but right, you have to move out of Dallas. So for the next 3 years, I was in St. Louis, and I was coming back and forth every weekend because my daughter was in a wonderful school here in Dallas, in high school, and my son was going to college here, and there was no way I was going to pull them out. So we bought a little condo close to where their schools were, and we sold our house here in Texas, and I bought a 1976 piece of caca that smelled like cat pee up in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And fixed that up over the course of the next 3 years as I was yo-yo man, going back and forth, looking for a plan B, basically, that whole time.
So corporate America, essentially, you're giving, and they just basically said, hey, Chuck, see you later, unless you want to go take this position in St. Louis. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that, so at the time, you know, there weren't a lot of jobs falling off the trees, so I went ahead and took that position, only to have 3 years later the company go through another reorg, and guess what?
Good grief.
The same thing happened again, right. And I'm sure, you know, in the listening audience out there, nobody else has ever had that experience before where, you know, that corporation you've been spending your life in sweat, making money, decides to throw you by the wayside.
Chuck, to tell you, I think more people than you know have gone through that, and I've said it a gazillion times on this show, there's no loyalty whatsoever in corporate America, and folks really don't realize that until somebody taps them on the shoulder and says, hey, we're making a change, And it happens very suddenly. There's no warning. So, Terry, what's going through your mind as your husband's basically living three states away, and you've got two kids in school and trying to get through that, and suddenly the life you had got changed inside and out?
Well, the whole experience was a growing, you know, was growing pains for us, because on paper we knew we could do it. You know, the numbers were fine. We had numbers to split the family and to make things work. But in reality, yeah, I don't recommend it. Splitting your family for a job of any sort. However, again, all roads lead to where we are today. So, you know, even though we were split as a family, it put into focus what we didn't want going forward. And so when, you know, Chuck was laid off that second time, it was not a matter of me moving to St. Louis. It was a matter of him coming back to Dallas. And that was a blessing. So we started from there.
Yeah, the carpet pulled out from underneath you twice.
Yeah.
So was that what caused y'all to take a look at real estate as an investment, or what finally got you there?
Well, I think, yeah, we'd had a couple of rent houses before where, you know, we had a little bit of a cash flow. This was 20 years ago, had some cash flow, but never really made a lot of money doing that. And at the time I got laid off the second time, I really fully intended to find another job, and had been interviewing and basically finding, you know, getting job offers for making half the money and still traveling, you know, 70-80% of the time, which at that point in my life, I didn't even consider an option. So we were looking for that off ramp. And I thought, well, in the meantime, until I can find another job, maybe we need to look back into getting some income for rent houses. And I think Terry can tell you the rest of the story from there.
Well, so my kids went to school with...
Hey, Terry, I'm going to hold you up right there. They're going to push us out for a break. But when we come back, let's continue that thought on the rent houses and essentially trying to find your own way forward without having to rely on corporate America. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I have two very special guests on our show today, Chuck and Terry. And Chuck and Terry are real estate retired. What a beautiful term that is, and I love saying it every time. And if you've got any questions for myself or Chuck and Terry, our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or as always, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I'm happy to help you in every way, shape, and form with your real estate investment questions, needs, desires, thoughts, concerns. Please reach out to me. So, Terry, when we left off at the break, essentially Chuck was telling us that corporate America, after you give your blood, your sweat, your tears, your day in, your day out, they tap you on the shoulder and they say, hey, that was nice, thanks, see you later. And essentially Chuck had been asked for the second time for a layoff, and he was commuting from St. Louis to Dallas. Good Lord, I can't imagine that. And just think of that. That's more of the giving that we give to corporate America, and there's no loyalty whatsoever. So you're both kind of stuck, and then you started looking at Lifestyles Unlimited. You started looking at rental real estate. Take us through that.
Okay, so kids growing up in school, of course, we get to meet other parents, and I was a stay-at-home mom raising those kids and was involved in volunteer work quite a bit, and met another mom and dad. Both of them were ER doctors, pediatric ER doctors, and I recall in my volunteer days with the gentleman, he said he had some rent houses. And I said, oh, yeah, we did too. And over the course of conversation and over the course of years, that kind of stuck with me. And when my husband said, it's time to maybe look at real estate again, I said, let's go have lunch with these guys and see what they're doing. So we did. And at lunch, his response to us when we said, you know what, we want to pick your brain about getting into some real estate, he looked at us and he said, yeah, do not do what we did. Go straight to Lifestyles Unlimited.
Nice. That's an effective plan. From somebody who tried to wing it on his own and stumbled through it and then found Lifestyles, I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, they did the same thing. They actually did the same thing. They were introduced to it after they had already had a small portfolio of homes and realized all the things they were doing incorrectly. And changed that, and they just turned us right on straight to Lifestyles, and on that recommendation, we jumped in with both feet and haven't looked back.
So they directed you to Lifestyles Unlimited, and was there any trepidation, or you just basically both went to the free workshop, or how'd that unfold?
Well, you know, when doctors are doing something with real estate, you kind of scratch your head and realize that, you know, maybe there's something to this real estate thing. So we did go to the 2-hour workshop, I guess, didn't we, honey? And then, everything started to kind of make sense right up until we went to was that the 2-day that we got into what's our net worth?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Our return on net worth.
Ron W, R-O-N-W, or Ronwo, however you want to say it. But, yeah, I had never even thought about that. But, yeah, go ahead. Continue, Chuck. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was just one of the exercises that the presenter put us through. And I was scratching my head a little bit thinking about it. And so I went ahead and did all the math and figured that my return on net worth was 0.06%.
And yours was better than mine.
So 0.06 of 1%.
It's
so great.
When you look at that equation, and for you listeners out there, what we're talking about is think in your mind your entire net worth. Come up with that number, and for you engineers and airline pilots out there, I know you're going to write this down, but just in general, try to formulate how much are you getting paid on your net worth. And I know that probably sounds crazy to many of you that are not real estate investors, but I was getting paid nothing. I had money in an IRA. I had money in a 401k. I had some equity in my house. I had some stuff in my house. I had some toys, but I was getting paid nothing. So, Chuck, walk us through your thoughts on that return on net worth equation.
Yeah, I mean, I had an IRA, a small IRA at the time. It was most of my money was in a 401k that I was just getting ready to transfer over to an IRA. And for all of you young people out there, in hindsight, all of you people that are out still working and maxing out your 401k, if I knew then what I know now, I would probably still do the 401k and take the free money, take the match, but I would absolutely put nothing else in there because you're going to pay taxes on it when it all comes back out again. And I would invest it in rental real estate. I mean, once again, knowing the map that Dell teaches and what we've learned in the past 5 years, that's what I would do. Now, I mean, the most recently, I went back to a 2-day seminar a few months ago just to sharpen the saw a little bit. And, my return on net worth now is in that 2-3% range, which is, climbing quite a bit from 0.06%, and hopefully that'll keep on going up.
It's 1,000 times better. And that's what we do as real estate investors. It's counterintuitive, but we're actually creating an asset or several assets. We're putting those into what I like to call a cash flow snowball. And then those assets each month are pushing money, dollars, back to us, whether it's monthly or quarterly. And so instead of trying to save, we're investing. And those investments pay us money. I mean, rule number two is must cash flow. So, Terry, it sounds like you and Chuck were on the same page when you saw this, when you listened to your doctor friend say, go to Lifestyles Unlimited. Is that together as a mindset you were both on board to, hey, this is a path we want to go through?
Yes, but you're absolutely right. But I do want to go back just a second because I think there's two key words that you just mentioned earlier, and it's called what you said was counterintuitive. This whole process is counterintuitive. And so if you have an open mind to keep that in mind, I think the learning is just unlimited. The learning potential and the earning potential is just unlimited. But anyway, going forward, we were on the same page, but I think we were at different speeds. Because when something makes sense to me, I move forward.
Yeah.
Or I'd like to move forward, right? And it's just, I'm all about that logic, that common sense. My husband, on the other hand, is, thank the Lord, he is the he's the math guy. He's the guy that looks at the numbers and makes sure that the numbers make sense.
You're the type A and he's the type B.
Okay, yes, you pegged us well.
I love it.
Yeah, the way I usually explain it is...
Yes, my husband has a way to explain that. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, the way I usually explain it is that my wife, her usual way to go about things is ready, fire, aim. And mine is ready, aim, fire.
And never fire. They're pushing us out. We're going to pick this up.
I do fire in the long run. I definitely do get there, but definitely not as quickly as she does.
We'll pick this up on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Speaking of financial freedom, I've got two wonderful guests on our show today. They're both real estate retired, Chuck and Terry. Chuck had the carpet ripped out from under him from corporate America. That's never happened to anybody out there, I'm sure. The problem with Chuck was he was too competent and getting paid too much, and so they tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, Chuck, we're making a change, but... These two folks, at that time, they literally took the bull by the horns and said, we're not going to rely on corporate America anymore. We're going to do this ourselves. They're real estate investors here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They're real estate retired, I'd mentioned. They're also passive investors. And they own their own apartment community, believe it or not. Imagine that, my friends. So, Chuck and Terry, when we left off, essentially... You were kind of stumbling into Lifestyles Unlimited and took a look at it, and then you decided, hey, we want to be passive investors. How'd that come about?
We did the two-day, and at the time, after we did the two-day, we thought, you know what, let's go ahead and start investing in some single-family homes, because that was our comfort level, and I thought, you know what, I've done this before, it's not that big a deal. So let's go ahead and let's go to the bank and just make sure that we're clear to go ahead and get the loans and go for it. So we went to first the bank that that held the note on my house up in St. Louis, a big national bank, and they said, well, no, we can't give you a loan because you don't have a W-2.
Wow.
And then we went to the one that had the loan on the condo that we were living in Dallas until we, you know, moved into a new home, and they said, "Well, no, we can't give you a loan because you don't have a W-2."
Unbelievable.
And of course, my thought is, you know, what are you talking about? I mean, this is a $150,000 house here. I mean, I can buy this thing for cash so many times over. It's ridiculous because we've been really good savers over the years. And they said, well, it's against our policy. And at the time, you know, we had not done our due diligence with Lifestyles Unlimited to know that there were, you know, facilities in the group, in the vendor list that they have that would have given us a loan.
Right.
So we, you know, spent a couple of months spinning our wheels, then went back to the 2-day again. Said, you know, we need to listen to this again. And at the end of that second day, I think Terry and I both kind of tipped the checkerboard and said, you know, screw the banks. We're just going to go and invest in multifamily because they don't care if you have a W-2. They just care if you have money.
They don't.
Well, and we did.
And we were able to visit with one of the consultants at that time as well. And everyone looks at our situation, and all of them, you know, especially this one, said, you know, you guys just need to jump into multifamily. I mean, she didn't hesitate. It was like she looked at our portfolio and said, yeah, you know, take this road because there's a road here for you here at Lifestyles.
Skip the houses, go straight into multifamily. How that's got to be, I think I would be, I don't know the feeling that would come across, but to have my bank tell me after 30, 40 years of doing everything right, maintaining my credit, paying my house on time, paying my credit cards on time, paying my cars off, and then have a bank look you in the face and say, no, we can't give you a loan because you don't have a W-2. That's ridiculous. Well, I don't know what that would feel like.
Well, we'd already dealt with a job that did that. So, you know, we were on a roll.
Yeah, just another
part of my life at the time.
You're like, that figures, right? Just chalk that one up. Okay,
exactly.
So you looked at passive investing and you realized it's not based on credit. It's not based on W-2. It's based on writing a check and getting in the deal, correct?
Exactly. So we started looking at some of the PPMs, the private placement memorandums that were coming through. We saw one that we liked and decided, okay, you know, we're going to pull the trigger. And I think that just the fact that both of us knew we needed to do something different, and both of us, even though it's a scary thought writing a check like that, you know, let's do this. So you got to have a little bit of courage to pull that trigger. We both decided to do it, and it was kind of a funny story about how that first investment came about. I'll let Terry tell the story.
Well, it was just the fact that it was the end of the year, it was at Christmas time, and they wanted to get all their dollars in by December 31st. And so it was December 29th or something. It was just after Christmas, and we needed to meet. We weren't online with our transfers at that point. It was writing a physical check and giving it to the gentleman.
Wow.
So we met at a Starbucks in Plano at like 7 o'clock at night, and of course it's dark at that point. And so we're driving to Plano from the west side of town, and we're wondering what the heck are we doing? Because we got there, and you know, there's not enough room to write a 5-figure check on your personal checking account, checks that we were still writing. And so, you know, to talk about the handshaking, and then, you know, you rip it out of your checkbook and you hand it over to him, and then he takes it and you don't want to let go, you know?
Yes. You're handing it over to somebody that you have a minor business relationship with that you've kind of vetted on that side, but it's definitely not your best friend or anyone you've known for any amount of time.
Exactly. And again, you know, looking at the numbers flowed, you know, talking to other passive members, you know, you need to again, make those decisions that, yes, we're going to do this. And yes, we will entrust. But I tell you, that first time is still it's still life changing.
It is. Yeah, it's very difficult. Now, tell me about the deal. Was it the lead, or was it the deal, or what attracted you? Chuck, you being a math guy, what attracted you to the deal? Was it just the numbers, or was it actually the lead that was running it?
It was a little bit of both. It was an experienced lead. It was one who had been with the group quite a while, had done other deals, and you know, so we had talked with some of the other passive investors, and they said, "Yeah, he's solid. He's the real deal." And then when I looked at the numbers, you know, came out, it was like, wow, that's way, way better than I'm doing on my savings account and, you know, nothing on the checking account and, you know.
And nothing on the net worth.
Yeah.
There's right. No return on net worth at that time. Yes, correct.
No. So it was looking at the spreadsheet, and, you know, I am enough of a geek that I put together the Excel spreadsheet and I changed the numbers to be more conservative, and it still looked good. And so, you know, with that shaking hand, we got the courage together to go ahead and make that first investment. And that one actually has since sold, and it was actually probably one of the lower performing investments that we made, but we still did a 9% annual return on that investment, not including, you know, the tax advantage. So, you know, if that's the worst I'm going to do, I'm okay with that.
What's wrong with 9% tax-free?
Yeah. I'll take that any day of the week.
You're darn right. So you did that first investment in that passive apartment community. How long was it from making your second, your third, and or how'd that road go? Did you just jump right in after that?
We did. 30 days later, we wrote another check.
All right. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
And how many deals are you in now, passively?
We are in 10 now. I think we've been in 12 or 13 altogether. A couple have sold. But right now we're in 10. We're in 10 passive deals, and we're hoping to get in at least one or two more before the end of the year. We've got some money set aside to get in a couple more deals as long as they meet our investment criteria.
What are you looking for in the deals, Chuck?
So since, you know, I don't have a W-2 income, we really look for those kind of deals that tend more toward getting that quarterly income sooner rather than later. We're not as concerned about the big, huge capital gain payoff at the end, although that's nice. We're really more concerned about, you know, that the yield that you get quicker, you know, 6 months, 9 months after you make the investment, those checks start coming in.
And for our listeners out there, what Chuck's describing is a yield play, which essentially cash flows almost immediately, as opposed to a value play, which is a deep rehab, deep change, and it typically takes quite a while to get your investment back and then some. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. It's my privilege to share with you today two guests from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Chuck and Terry. They are real estate retired, and when we left off, Chuck and Terry were telling us how they had decided to become passive investors, and what that means is they're investing passively in apartment communities. They're writing checks and handing them over to lead investors, which essentially run the deal. They purchase the apartment community, and they're, as a passive investor, you're a partial owner, but you really have no say in how the investment is. You look at the business plan, the private placement memorandum. You decide, yes, this fits our strategy. You write the check, you hand it to the lead, and then you sit back and you collect a check quarterly. So at some point, Chuck and Terry, you guys said, hey, we want to do a little more than just being passive investors, and you started looking at the idea of purchasing an apartment yourselves. How'd that come about?
Well, Lifestyles does these things called road trips when you're a multifamily investor, and they will do a case study where you'll learn from that lead investor all about the apartment that they bought and how the investment has been going. And then a couple of weeks later, you go out and actually visit that that apartment community. And Terry and I were at one of these road trips where we're looking at those numbers, and she kind of poked me in the ribs and said, hey, you know, a couple of those, and we'd be just fine. I mean,
that's,
you know,
the type A. That's yeah.
That's
she's the type A.
Exactly
going,
right.
We can do this.
I looked at the bottom line. I just looked at the bottom line and said, I like those that number at the bottom line. And I said, you know, a couple of those and we're fine.
That's right. So we went on this road trip and thought, okay, you know, at this point, let's start looking and start going out. And we looked at a couple of smaller apartment communities. And oddly enough, probably about 2 months later, the apartment community, that little small apartment community that we'd been on the road trip to see, went up for sale. And we thought, okay, let's go ahead and jump in and put our name in and tag that property. And as it turns out, even though we thought we were pretty quick on the draw there, we were third in line behind
wow.
two other groups of investors. But as it turned out, the first two were lead investors, and the previous owners, the previous Lifestyles owners, had done enough rehab on it where there really wasn't enough profit margin, enough meat left on the bone for the lead investor and for passive investors, but there was plenty left for someone to own it as an independent rental owner. And so that's how we ended up owning that 16-unit building. We went ahead and purchased it.
There was another time where it was shaky to write the check again.
Yeah, that made that first passive investment pale in comparison, writing the check for that 16-unit. Definitely scary.
I'm sure it was a little bigger, a few more numbers in that check.
It was, but it's been a godsend. It really has been a godsend for us. That the income from that apartment building has gotten us through, and that whole real estate retired thing, that's really what that meant for us, which has been terrific. We literally had to start rehabbing 2 weeks into the property. We had a longtime resident who'd been there like 10 years, and let us just say he was not a housekeeper, decided, you know, to give us notice. So we had to scramble and get the contractor and get everything ready. But 2 weeks after we started the rehab, that was done, and we raised the rent in that unit from $695 a month to $830 a month.
You essentially fixed it up inside and just cleaned it up, and then were able to raise the rents that much?
We actually did kind of a full Monty rehab. This was pulled out all of the kitchen, the bathroom. So we really just redid the bathroom with a new vanity and lighting and epoxied the tile. But literally all new kitchen cabinets, all new appliances, new lighting, new carpet, new flooring. So it was a pretty big deal. It was probably about an $8,000, $9,000 rehab for that apartment. But it raised the value of our building enormously with that rehab, just the one unit.
What made y'all feel that you were ready to make this investment, that you were prepared mentally? Chuck, you being kind of that type B, I'm sure you were a little hesitant, and Terry's poking you on the side saying, let's go. But at any point, I mean, you had to feel that you were prepared to do this.
Well, my previous job, I mean, I had a $35 million a year sales budget, and there was, you know, 15 guys reporting to me. The total revenue in this apartment building was $150,000 or $160,000 a year. So that didn't scare me at all. I mean, honestly, that was jump change when, you know, compared to the kind of numbers I was used to dealing with. What was scary is that, you know, we knew so little at the time about what was involved in running an apartment community, you know, leasing. But that's where Lifestyles came in.
Exactly.
Tell you about how.
Yeah, just the online capability that Lifestyles provides is tremendous. You don't have that group outside of Lifestyles. You don't have that group downline that is so important. The other passives, the other leads, the mentors, and all of the other programs that Lifestyles brings into company. An investor. It's like no other investor group that's out there with that education and that mentor component. And that was huge. And that was our cushion. That was our fallback. We knew we could just pick up the phone and ask a question and get it answered.
The operations consultant helped us out tremendously. The vendor list at Lifestyles was, you know, holy cow.
And the vendors. And the vendors, of course, have a keen interest in wanting to see success in the membership as well, because they want to continue to have clients to support. So they're going to give you the best information, and they do. And it's just I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's doable. It's very, very doable.
That's great. And our vendors do have a drive to absolutely help each person because they want to get the next job and the next job and the next job.
Exactly.
And our vendors are tied to real estate investors. They're not just, if you're hiring a flooring person, they're not just doing flooring for everybody. They're doing it for real estate investors all over.
Yes.
And they want to do a great job. So Terry, let me ask you this. Would you say that anything you've accomplished here is difficult or complicated? Or, I mean, it's a total change of life from where you were 10 years ago, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm still learning. You know, I'm still learning. And I've taken an IRO class. I'm still sifting through the online website. There is so much information in there. It's, you know, it can be like drinking through a fire hose, but in a good way, because it's only going to enhance our business. So nothing here, though, is scary, if you will. It's not anything that, I mean, anybody can do this. Anybody can do this at any age if they have a mindset that's open, because the education, which is so important, the education is key here. And that's what Dell brings to this group, is here's the way it's been done for the last 28, 30 years. And we've perfected it, and we've changed it with the current climate at the time, as far as laws and regulations and so forth. And in our model, with what we've done, as I've said to you earlier, we kind of try to parallel exactly what Dell is trying to accomplish here in that roadmap to success. We've had to take a little different road, but we're yeah, on a road that parallels it, and it's nothing that anybody can't do. It's just a great, great opportunity if you're open to it. So,
to borrow a term from corporate America, Dell essentially took the best practices, right? Chuck, have you ever heard that term,
yeah,
best practices?
Oh,
we're
going
to utilize the best practices and then implement those and teach those to others. So, Chuck, let me ask you this. I always like to ask this. What do your friends and family think, or your peers, when you say you're retired because of real estate? I mean, what are you getting back? What kind of feedback do you get when they find that out?
You know, it's interesting. I did have a little reunion with some of my old coworkers recently. One of them was retiring at 65 years old, and so a lot of my other younger coworkers were there as well, and started talking about, you know, the real estate business and you know, our investment company, if you will. And several of them went, gosh, you know, you got into that just at the right time. You are definitely in the right business. But, you know, anytime is the right business to be in real estate. I mean, the old saying is, you know, what are
the
two best times?
Yeah,
what's the best time to buy real estate? Yesterday and today.
Yes.
You know? So, I think there was a little bit of jealousy there when I said, yeah, I'm retired. I have been for several years now. And I think they definitely were thinking, oh, gosh, I still have to go to work Monday.
Terry, share with me. We've got a few seconds left. What's the name of that investment company that you own?
It's called Lokahi.
Lokahi, and I had to look that up, which means one. And for you listeners out there, if you didn't recognize that, that's Hawaiian, as in it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to make it a great day. I enjoyed my time here with Chuck and Terry, who are real estate retired, my friends. What's holding you back? We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.